The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, blenders and roasters of fine coffee since 1864, present Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and our guest, Edward Horton.
Did you hear what, Charlie?
Edward Horton's going to be here?
Yes, yes.
Why does he have to come here for anyway?
Well, what do you expect?
Huh?
I've been avoiding him, you know, all week.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you have to face it sometime, Charlie, so I might as well do it today.
Yeah. What you so burned up about? It all happened just because my kangaroo got loose and ruined his garden?
Well, that's it, yes.
Well, I couldn't help that. She didn't know better.
That's right. But Mr. Horton has a very valuable garden. Yes, yes. You see, his garden is his pride and his joy.
Oh,
yes. His garden is his baby.
Well, the kangaroo is my baby.
Yes. Adopted, of course. Yes. Charlie, I'm just a little bit tired of that Australian jumping jack of yours.
Now, that's no way to talk about Charmaine, Bergen. He's a very valuable animal, Charmaine is.
Charmaine?
Yes.
Valuable.
That's right, yes.
What good is a kangaroo? Just an expensive nuisance.
I wouldn't say that.
What good is she?
Well, I don't know. She can come in awfully handy.
Yes, doing what?
Well, I can train her to carry my books to school in her pouch.
In her pouch, yes.
We could use her for a portable ashtray.
Oh, no. That's ridiculous.
Might even should be a car hop.
A car hop, yes. Well, that doesn't repair the damage she did to Mr. Horton's garden.
If you'll just explain to Mr. Horton.
Now, don't give me any of your help, Ray.
Yes, but
if it hadn't been for you and your Australian friends, we wouldn't have that kangaroo on our hands now.
Yes, but they go.
I don't care. Yes. Why don't you keep this kangaroo yourself instead of palming him off on Charlie?
Well, you know, I just couldn't keep the kangaroo at my
place. Well, why?
Well, you don't know how jealous Olivia is.
Oh, you mean your wife?
Oh, no. Myrtle's my wife.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Olivia's my head officer.
You're awesome.
Oh, she's quite a problem, you know, Edgar. She's awfully high strung.
You mean she's sentimental?
Huh? Oh, yes, she's terribly talky. Just buries her head in the sandbox.
Your wife?
No.
My ostrich.
Oh, the ostrich.
Yes. Only this morning we had quite an argument.
Oh, yes.
Now when I leave the house, I walk out backwards.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid of getting kicked.
Oh, I see.
By whom, the ostrich or your wife?
Oh, both old boys.
Oh, yeah. Nice spot here. You wouldn't be interested in giving her away.
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. We're not going to have an ostrich on her hands.
Oh, I see.
Well, that isn't solving our problem, either. I'm still plenty in trouble with that Mr. Horton, you know.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do about it, baby?
Well, I guess the best thing to do is to apologize.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit embarrassed, you know, for having avoided him all week.
I don't blame you. Mr. Bergen, you've had active change for it.
Yes, I'm afraid I'm just a cad.
Cad?
Yes.
That makes me a caddy.
Hello, my last young man.
Now, when Mr. Horton gets here...
I know. I'll tell him you're not at home like I've been doing all week.
No, but we can't keep that up.
Again.
No. Charlie, we'll just have to face it and tell the truth.
Tell us
the truth.
Oh, that old thing.
Yes. You see, Charlie, the mess we're in now only proves the old saying that for every lie you tell, you have to invent 20 more.
20 more?
Yes.
Well, I think I'm the guy to do it, too.
There you are. If you ever, Charlie, don't you ever get the impulse to dispense with lying?
Yes.
You do?
But I usually manage to fight it off,
yes. Well, why?
I don't know. The truth and I just don't get along. Incompatibility is quite a scandal.
Oh, yes. But, Charlie, you must force yourself to tell the truth.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yes. I asked you first.
Yes, I know. Because the truth is beautiful.
It is?
Yes.
Beautiful?
That's what it is.
Ain't I ugly?
Yes. See, Charlie, it's wrong to tell a lie, even a white lie.
Oh, I don't bother with those white lies. Mine are all in technicolor.
Yes, I know. Why, Charlie, don't you know there's even honor among thieves?
Oh, I don't know. I think they're just as bad as other people.
You do. Well, just the same, it pays to be truthful.
Yeah?
Do you know how to make people look up to you?
Well, live on a hill?
No.
I give up.
By telling the truth.
Oh, well, that's the Landine thing.
Yes.
Men have become famous for telling the truth.
Yeah.
Famous men make a habit of it.
Yeah, well, let them stick to their racket and I'll stick to mine.
Well, it's a great day, Charlie.
If you don't mind, please, no weather reports, Mr.
Oh, I don't mean the weather, Charlie. It's a great day for Jason Sanborn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, look at that grin on Earl Ross's face.
Yeah, there it is. Have we copped another chopper, Coben Quad? How am I doing, Professor? Did you get that, Coben Quad? Did you get
your
that?
Your coffee talk is perfect, Charlie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But what am I saying?
You said that Jason Sanborn are buying those rare Coben coffees from the mountains of Guatemala.
The runs of the Midlands and fancy old Doc Morris.
Yes, those are all fine coffees. Famous for their flavor.
In fact, those are the coffees that make Chase and Sanborn truly a man's coffee.
That's a good name for it, Buddy Swift. The rich, new, full-bodied Chase and Sanborn blend that grocers are selling right now is a man's coffee.
And the beauty of it is that ladies go for a man's coffee, too.
And why not? They get finer flavor and more of it.
And yet, the price remains reasonable as always. Now, folks, if you haven't tasted Chase and Sanborn very lately, you can't possibly know just how delicious it is now. Our experts have set out to blend for you the finest coffee you've ever tasted. Now, we think they've succeeded as never before in our history. So get some right away and try it. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Bud Abbott.
Oh, hello, Uncle Hugo.
Hello. Yes, Uncle Hugo.
Why, yes, I'll tell Costello as soon as he comes in. Goodbye, Uncle Hugo.
Hey, Abbott! Hey, Costello!
Costello, please. I just had a call from my uncle.
Oh, good.
You know, he runs a tailoring and cleaning shop, and he wants you to go to work for him.
Oh, swell.
Now, you go over there and ask for my uncle.
Okay. I go and ask for your uncle. Now, what's his name?
Hugo, ask for
him. I'm going to go, but who do I ask for?
Hugo.
Look, Abbott, I'm going to go, but I'm going to ask for Papa.
I'm going to see my uncle.
Your uncle what?
Not what, Hugo.
Abbott, I'm telling you for the last time. Now, what's your uncle?
Hugo.
All right, let's go. We're both going. Now, what's your uncle's first name?
I told you, Hugo.
You're an independent sort of guy. You want to give me no information, that's no record. Why don't you go by yourself?
Why should I go?
You go.
That's who you asked for.
Who?
You go.
Oh, stop it! What's the matter with you? Look, who's that first?
No, it's not you.
Well, you get me all mixed up.
You mean mixed up.
Look, now what's your uncle's last name?
Guess it.
Why should I?
Why should you not?
Guess his name.
I didn't tell you to guess his name.
Can you tell me his name if you go?
Yes.
And did I ask you his last name is?
I said guess it.
That's what I thought you said.
Well?
Is it McCoy?
No.
Is it Murray?
No.
Sherman?
No.
Davenport?
No.
That's all I can guess.
God, Bella, I'm telling you for the last time. You go guess it. You understand now? You go guess it.
You go jumping on it. I'll
whether you go to work with my uncle or not. Anyway, here's his card. Call him up.
Okay, I'll call him up, but I won't ask you. I'll ask him his name.
All right.
Is this the card?
Yes.
This is sure a funny phone number.
What do you mean?
Established. 1903.
No, no, no. That isn't a phone number.
No, right down the phone.
Oh, that's the year he started in business. He founded it in 1903.
Oh, he founded the business? Who lost it?
Nobody lost it.
Well, you say your uncle found it.
I said he founded it.
Can I help you if you don't speak good English?
No.
Help him.
That's fine.
Is it hard work to make a suit?
Oh, it's so-so.
seems hard.
No.
What seems easy?
Seems that you sew.
Who sews? You sew. That's what you do. You sew and sew.
Don't you swear at me?
No, I don't. But I'm a pretty good businessman. But all that kind of stuff you make in that language, you get me all mixed up.
What do you mean?
Who sounds first? What sounds second?
No, no, there's nothing wrong.
Diane, tomorrow instead of today. I'm a bigger businessman than you are.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you something, Abbott. What? Just yesterday, I picked up something in the market. And when I bought it, it was 52. And in 2 hours, it went up to 78.
Hey, wait a minute. Yep. 26.
26 cents in 2 hours.
Even that's marvelous. See, I'd like to get in on that. What are you? What did you buy?
A thermometer.
Edgar.
Yes, buddy.
Edward Everett Horton is here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to face it, Charlie.
Show him in, buddy.
All right.
Come right in, Mr. Horton.
You know, this is all your fault, Charlie. You and that Charmaine, that kangaroo of yours.
Ah!
Oh. There you are.
Yes. Hello, hello, Mr. Horton. What can I do for
you? I am here to see a man about a kangaroo. And I do mean roo.
Well.
Did you say kangaroo?
I said it distinctly. Kangaroo. A large animal native of Australia with springy legs, pouch pockets, and a pelt in the back.
Yes, it must be the same one.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Yes.
Mr. Horton, I think I can explain.
No explanation is necessary, Mr. Bergen. I am only interested in one thing, collecting damages.
Damages?
I said damages. I presume you received the letter I wrote you about this whole affair.
Yes, I did. Yes.
You did?
Yes, well, come.
What about it?
The letter was insulting and revolting. And besides that, your typewriter needs a new ribbon.
Now, you listen to me, young man. You have been annoying me constantly ever since you and Mr. Bergen moved in next door.
Well, Mr. Horton, can't we discuss this in a friendly way? After all, we're neighbors.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we are.
Oh,
our neighborhood used to be respectable until certain people moved in it.
Oh, now, don't be so sensitive about it. Everybody's getting used to you now.
Observations from you, young man, are entirely out of order. Entirely.
Mr. Watson,
just what happened when the kangaroo got loose in your yard?
What happened?
Yes.
I'll tell you what happened. There I was, Mr. Bergen, out in my garden, nursing my nasturtiums, harvesting my hyacinths, potting my petunias.
Oh, I see. So you like gardening?
Like it? Or you don't like it?
Gardening?
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What a question.
Yes, it's red.
Oh,
yes,
it's marvelous.
Yes.
There's nothing like it in all the world. There's nothing like it. I tell you, once you get out in your garden, it's bringing the hairs of the whole world.
Yes.
They seem to what is the word?
Well,
yes. They disperse. Yes, don't count me. I know. It's disperse.
Yes,
not me. It's my hobby. It's my hobby. Would you believe it, Mr. Bergen, that I am really a foster father to flora and fauna?
No.
Yes. Oh, that's lovely. I didn't even know you were married.
Now you listen to me, you mechanized piece of mahogany. You are not dealing with Thornton the actor. You're dealing with Thornton the horticulturalist.
Oh.
A man who is happiest when he is surrounded with flowers.
Did you say surrounded by flowers?
I said it.
That can be arranged too, bud.
Oh, it was awful. Imagine me, Mr. Bergen, standing there with a kangaroo staring me in the face.
Oh, I see.
I think our poor kangaroo must have felt.
You know what I'm doing, Mr. Bergen?
No.
You know what I'm doing? I'm ignoring him.
Oh, splendid job.
It is not easy. But I'm doing it. Well, suddenly, this kangaroo pet of yours started to leap through the air like a bird.
Oh.
Why, it was most uncanny the way she'd sail, the way she'd...
Soar?
You're darn right I am. Now, believe me, before I could say Solidago canadensis,
what's that?
Well, it's goldenrod.
Goldenrod.
I
haven't seen it.
Well, they do set it back east.
Goldenrod.
I don't care for it.
Yeah. Well, before I could say the words, along came this perambulating pogo stick. She trampled on my trifolium, she sat on my sativa, she turned up my tulip, and she ate all of my prize bulbs. Why, she is.
What?
She's a bone snatcher, that's what she is.
Oh, well, what about your panties?
My what?
Your panties.
Well, luckily, I hadn't taken them off the line. Another thing, you know my onion patch, Mr. Bergen. You know that patch runs right along by your wall there.
I don't mind.
He ate every onion in them.
No.
Every onion.
Well, so what? My goodness, you make a fuss over nothing. So she ate your onion. So what if that's
a fuss? Oh, nothing. No. Just blew her breath in my face, that's all. That she sat and chewed with her mouth open.
Oh, well, now that
is awful. Worse than awful. Kangaroosome.
Yes.
Why, believe me, she was so revolting, she might my sweet peas turned sour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And my shrubbery.
And what about your shrubbery?
Chewed wedges in the hedges.
Oh, well, and then what happened?
Then came the lawn. She said nothing.
She doesn't let any grass grow under her feet.
Vegetables either.
No.
After that, she dashed to the flower bed and she ate the border.
Was he paid up now?
Matter of fact, he owed 3 months back. We don't take in borders. We don't do it. I could forgive her for what she did to my flower bed, but my poor victory garden.
Oh, and how is your victory
garden? Oh, she left it in utter defeat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, I tell you, Mr. Bergen, you will have to get that kangaroo out of the neighborhood. She is a menace to society.
Oh, since when are the Horton society?
Go ahead, you impertinent little person. Go ahead. Have your quip.
But you two will sing a different song in court.
Mr. Horton, you're not going to sue.
No, I certainly am. I am indeed. I am. I'm going to sue you for maljurisprudence, ipso facto, status quo, habeas corpus.
And choice of two vegetables.
Mr. Horton, you can't do this. Surely we can make a settlement.
Yeah, how about a package of seeds, Mr. Horton?
A package of seeds?
Yes. After all, that's all you started with.
You'll certainly appreciate your sense of humor.
Well, I suppose it's your privilege to sue, Mr. Horton, but after all, there's no law governing kangaroos, you know.
Is that so?
No.
Is that so?
Is that so?
Yes, I suppose when a kangaroo won't get off your property, and when a kangaroo just sits there and sneers at you, that's all according to law.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it comes under squattish rights, always.
Nevertheless, I've advised my attorney, Mr. Bergen, I advise him that the damage done to my property by your kangaroo amounts to $1,500.
$1,500? For what?
Why, my rare Lilium candidums alone are valued at $500.
Lilium candidums? What are they?
Sir, they are lilies to you.
Oh.
Well, what about your Cinglossium amabile?
Cinglossium amabile? What in heaven's name are they?
Forget me, nuts to you.
Come on, gang, gather around. I want you to sample a man's coffee while it's hot. And, say, while we're at it, Mr. Noble, how about serving some of your guests, those flying students from South America who are here today?
Why, I'd be delighted to, buddy.
All right, you boys just did as you were.
Well, no more than right, after all.
How's that, Mr. Horton?
Well, they sent the coffee to us. I mean, after all, the least we can do is to send them a cup of tea.
On my word.
Yes, boys, it's coffee from home. Notice the aroma, Mr. Horton?
I do. It's wonderful, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? It fills the whole room.
Yes, and plenty of good, lusty flavor, too. That's what men like.
Well, Earl Roth will tell you...
Jason Sanborn supplies more restaurants, hotels, and clubs than any other coffee roaster in the country.
Where men eat. Yes, Jason Sanborn just naturally goes with thick steaks and deep, juicy apple pie.
That's how we learn to blend coffee for men. And, as it works out, the ladies prefer a men's coffee, too. To give you that fine, new flavor, full-bodied and tangy, we're buying the top of the crop from every coffee-producing country in this hemisphere.
And when it's blended by our experts, you get the grandest coffee you ever tasted. That's a big assertion, but you'll find that this blend lives up to it beyond your fondest expectations. That's just how good this coffee is. Buy Chase and Sanborn coffee now. Next Sunday when Charlie's guest will be Jane Withers. We'll all be up at the Naval Air Station at Alameda, California with the boys of Uncle Sam's Fighting Naval Air Corps. Charlie and the gang have a suggestion to make for this week especially. Yes, all over the United States and Canada, this week, May 4th to 10th, National Restaurant Week is being celebrated. This annual event reminds us all of the fine food and excellent service our restaurants provide the year round. So this week, enjoy the pleasures of dining out. Eat in your favorite restaurant during National Restaurant Week. The date again, May 4th to May 10th. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.